2, The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Welcome into the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It is you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. With Dr. Michael Roizen, he's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, one of our co-experts, will join us again very soon. I have a feeling very soon. Thank you for listening here today to get on the show today and ask Dr. Mike a question. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. And you can listen at radiomd.com. We stream at radiomd.com and gabradio.com. Anytime Dr. Mike leaves the office, we hope he remembers to take his key with him so he can get back in the door. And is he back in the door?
No, he's not back in the door.
Okay. All right. He forgot his key.
He stepped out for a minute. He had to go to the restroom, so.
Well, that could be a while. I don't know, probably.
Oh, here he comes.
Okay, well, welcome into the show. Before Dr. Mike hits the airwaves, let me tell you what we're doing today. At 34 past the hour, our guest will be Dr. Neil Martin. Dr. Martin is the chairman of neurosurgery at the School of Medicine at UCLA. We'll talk today about brain aneurysms. And he is the chairman of neurosurgery at UCLA. And what a brain aneurysm is, how can it be detected, what are some of the issues regarding brain aneurysm. So that, what are the symptoms, what is it, how can it be treated, some of the symptoms, what medical attention needs to be done if you're experiencing some of the symptoms for brain aneurysm. And Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week will be coming up before the end of the hour. Let's turn his microphone on and see if he's there. Dr. Mike Roizen.
I am.
All right.
I am. And you didn't, so the first tip of the week, the first best real age tip of the week is cut your risk of Alzheimer's disease in half. And the second one for the second hour is get clean hands with, and we'll tell you what the best thing is to get clean hands with.
That's the real age tips of the week this week. Along the way, between now and the end of the full show, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, our toxicologist, and Straight Talk from the Docs in the second hour with Dr. Arthur Perry. And the very top medical news stories of the week. If we could cut back on salt, up to half a million lives could be saved over the course of the next 10 years. Gradually reducing salt consumption by, this doesn't seem like much, but by 4% a year, would put us at 2,200 milligrams per day by 2023. And during that time, how about this? 275,000 to a half million deaths could be prevented just by cutting back on sodium, sir.
Well, you know, if we cut calories by 4% a year for that same period of time, we'd probably do more than that. I'm still not convinced of the salt data. That is, when I look at the data on salt, it clearly is important for those with salt-sensitive hypertension, maybe all with hypertension. But for those without hypertension, it's not clear to me that it really would be a benefit. So I'm going to have to read this one more carefully.
Does the rapid of reduction from the current national average of 3,600 milligrams a day, is that likely?
Well, it's likely if we have rules, regulations, and or the processed food companies, which is where you get most of the salt, comes in processed food and bread, or if the processed food and bread companies really decrease it because the public demands it. I'm not sure that the public should demand it, and that's where, if you look at the original data, the data is pretty clear on people with high blood pressure, especially what we call salt-sensitive high blood pressure, but is pretty unclear if you look at it for people who are just normal folk, the 70% of us who don't have high blood pressure.
Now, even a 40% reduction over 10 years, that seems to me to be like kind of a daunting task.
Well, it is, but it's progressive. And so Campbell Soups, we should congratulate them because they've taken about 50% of the salt out of their soups. that still leaves them in a huge amount of salt, and that's one of the areas, that processed soup, where whether it's Progressive or Campbell's, even when it says low sodium, it's got a lot of sodium in it. But it is, they've taken more than 40% out over the last 10 years at Campbell's. So there are ways of doing it. And in fact, all of us can do it, but those who really should do it are those with high blood pressure.
What about sea salt? Is that better?
It's better if you're a company selling it, but it isn't better for us as individuals. It contains a few more minerals, etc., and in that way is a little better, but we usually get those in drinking water anyway.
But so, go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to also add that sea salt doesn't have iodine.
Yeah, so some sea salt doesn't have the iodine added, some does. And so you really need, one of the values of getting salt, if you will, is we started adding iodine to it, I think in the 1930s. It's a great story. Goiter was a major problem, that is increased thyroid disease from a lack of iodine, was a major problem that caused the birth of, in fact, the three great clinics, the Mayo, the Cleveland, and the Lahey, all were born because their surgeons, the Mayo brothers, George Kreil at the Cleveland Clinic and Lahey at the Lahey Clinic, all were had great anesthesiologists who could anesthetize patients with this disease and wake them up safely, and they were great surgeons to combine with it. So that was actually the birth of those three were due to iodine deficiency.
So so a bag of chips with sea salt's not a viable alternative then, right?
It's totally a viable alternative. It just doesn't help you.
All right. Folic acid. What do you know about folic acid and a connection to autism, Dr. Mike?
Well, it isn't just folic acid. This study just looked at folic acid and found a 27% reduction in autism rates if the mom took the folic acid at least a month before conception. In the other study, it was prenatal vitamins in general 3 months before pregnancy in both the man and the woman decreased autism and autism spectrum disorder rates by over 40%. So it may be, this is the second of the studies showing that something in prenatal vitamins is beneficial. And as I told Bridget, who's in the potentially pregnant era, that's not that she is likely to get there. She's just...
We're hoping
now,
not.
What does that mean? Hold on a second.
That means she's between 12 and 50 and a female. So I said that every woman between 12 and 50 should probably be on prenatal vitamins since 50% of pregnancies in America are unplanned and autism is increased so greatly that that benefit is a substantial benefit from just taking a prenatal vitamin every day.
I got excited. I thought we were going to break some news here today.
But. No way. Oh, my God. Maybe in 10 years.
Someone tell her mom to listen in.
Yeah, that would be quite an interesting. We're going to go to the break in a minute, but we have a guest on autism at 34 past the hour. Do you have any thoughts on that and that guest before
no, that's an aneurysm.
I'm sorry, rather not autism, aneurysm, right.
So aneurysm is these things in the brain that can bust, and I've got some good questions lined up for our guest to talk about how you spot them in advance, whether there's a family history. Since 50 to 70% of the people with aneurysms have no idea they have them.
Yep, they go undetected in a lot of cases, and there are symptoms, and there are aneurysms that have symptoms and aneurysms that don't exhibit any symptoms. So it's a pretty dicey situation. So we'll lay out the facts for you coming up at 34 past the hour. In the meantime, after the break, we'll run down some of the other top medical news stories of the week, how to be more productive, how to beat those midwinter blues. We are on the calendar anyway, past the halfway point of winter. If you live in a winter state. And fake pot. Fake pot's got some problems, too. Some of the top medical stories of the week. Stay with us. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are Dr. Mike, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galuski.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, brought to you by YouBeauty.com and Morning Night Multivitamins. YouDocs@gmail.com, Youdocs at gmail.com. It's the middle of February, past the middle of February on the calendar, past the middle of winter. Days are getting longer. At the end of the day, that's a good thing, but still some winter to go, especially if you live in the Northeast, where winter can seem to tend to kind of drag on even past March and then part of May. How to beat those depressing months of winter for what's left of it? What's some advice you have, Dr. Mike?
get out, that is, get in the light, and get with friends. So get out, being social is one of the best ways to stave off depression. Get light, especially that blue light. It is low light levels, especially of the blue light, are known to contribute to seasonal depression. Get active. Exercise helps. If you need help, if those three don't work, talk about getting help. And then the last one is, of course, this happens more to the seniors than anyone because they often are confined to an apartment and they all have more depression. Don't drink more. The key is get out, get walking, and get light.
Is it more severe in winter states where the winter weather hits harder than places where the weather's nice?
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
So you're right. I used to think going to a basketball game with friends was the best therapy, especially at the Carrier Dome, you know, where you have all those bright lights and you're with friends and there's a lot of shouting and other conversation. You get plenty of bright light.
There's a lot of drinking there, though.
well, order the water.
I don't know. I'm not sure more water is sold than the other. I wonder how they do it in Alaska. You know, in Alaska in the wintertime. How many hours of sunlight do they have? Two? Three?
I don't know. Not enough.
No.
They probably have those blue light boxes.
Well, the sun comes out at about 10:30 in the morning. In the dead of winter, obviously, in the months of December and January. Sunrise is like 10:30 in the morning, and sunset is 2 in the afternoon.
Well, why don't we have Bridget look up on the Google whether seasonal affective disorder is more common in Alaska.
Okay.
And then the darn the cold weather. Then in the wintertime, the sun is up almost 24 hours a day. They book tee times in Alaska for golf at 11:30 at night because you can play all day long.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious. You can. We were in Alaska in the summertime. People were playing golf at midnight.
Are you you're really serious about
it? The sun is available 22 hours a day in the summertime.
I thought you were joking.
No, and the sun and it's darkness 22 hours a day in the wintertime. It's very harsh. But a lot of people from the mainland go to Alaska to live. They love it. They love the summer weather. It's a beautiful thing. Have you heard about this bionic eye? Mike, the FDA's approved the first use of an artificial bionic eye.
I haven't. Tell me about it.
To give the blind limited vision, you wear glasses outfitted with a video camera that transmits visual data to electrodes implanted in the eye, and then the signals bypass damaged parts of the retina and move along the brain for processing. Now, it's nowhere near full vision, but as one user put it, when you don't have anything, you know, this is something. It's a lot. The FDA approved it to treat those with retinitis pigmentosa. They use it in Europe, and it's called just the start of. It's hailed as just the start of technology that's going to get better.
Yeah, you know, it'll be a race because there also we had, I would guess, 3-4 months ago, we had a top medical news story of the first of the stem cell transplants for the retina. To replace cells in retina and retinitis pigmentosa, and successful, I think about one out of three of them was successful enough to restore almost full vision using these stem cells from grown from their own bone marrow. So I think it'll be a race to see which technology is the most brings most hope to patients.
Somebody from the National Eye Institute said they've got a lot of exciting things sitting in the wings now, and multiple approaches are being developed. So by this should be available later this year in this country. But $100,000 is what they expect it to cost. So that's pretty pricey. But again, as they say. When you don't have anything, this is something. It's a good start in the right direction.
Joe, you listen to the radio at least during your own show, obviously. But when you go out, do you have the email and other things read to you, or do you read if you will, your emails and other things sent to you via email.
I don't know what you mean. When I'm on the air, is that what
you're
saying?
No. When you're away from the radio station.
Right. Yeah.
Do you have things read to you? In other words, the technology has improved so much that you can have every email message on your iPhone mm-hmm. read to you, or you can have all the Word documents sent to you read to you, or all your tweets read to you, whatever you want to hear. Do you have that done?
No, I don't. I'm self-sufficient. I read my. I want to maintain that that sense of self-reliance as long as I can.
This is self-sufficiency. It's just that sorry or some mechanical reader reads it to you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So what would you do? Would you sit there and just put your feet up? No.
This is why you're, for instance, while you're driving, you can get distracted by your email if you want.
Okay.
Or while you're, you know, any place else.
Really? I don't think I need to... read my email when I'm driving. But I read it myself. I mean, with this technology, you never know. I mean, it's who knows what's going to be available to us, you know, as we get so farther on down the line, as far as technology goes. Let's get this one story in before the bottom of the hour, and then our guest about aneurysms at 34 past the hour. The headline is "Picking Addiction Help," Dr. Mike.
Right. This is very important, and this is an interesting article, because what it basically dealt with was the fact that the addict has to want to quit. That can be done, if you will, by an intervention the family does if the addict is too far gone, so to speak, meaning if the addict has too much denial. But quitting a addictive habit, whether it is smoking or drugs, usually takes multiple attempts. And it's very important to assess the quality of the clinic and the people you're going to and working with you. So the whole point is that trying to quit alone is whether it's cigarettes or anything else, is much tougher than trying to quit with help. I can give you the data on cigarettes just as an example, but it's a similar thing for alcohol or drugs. If you try and quit cold turkey, you have a 2% chance of success. If you try and quit with just the nicotine patches or the anti-craving pill, it goes up to about 6%. If you try and quit with the pill and the patch together, it's about 10%. Pill, patch, and exercise, 15%. Pill, patch, exercise, and professional help, over 30%. So going from 2 to 30%, that all it is getting extra help. It's not you. It's those drugs are too tough. You need help to combat them.
Do you think hypnotism might work?
Hypnotism does work for some people, but it's a small number in whom it works for. So I don't know whether the last time I looked at it was an additional 4%. Nothing near as good as the patch, anti-craving pill, exercise, and professional support.
Listen, don't go away, because our guest segment is coming up. The topic will be brain aneurysms. And over the next 20 minutes or so, you'll learn how to manage aneurysms, unruptured aneurysms, and the latest updates on aneurysm treatments with our guest. It's coming up on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Thanks for listening.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom, and I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated.
Visit facesofinfluenza.org.
Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Snowboarding is a popular winter sport. Snowboards look like big skateboards made from fiberglass and plastic. Snowboarders ride their boards much the way surfers do, steering by shifting their body weight. Most can reach speeds up to 40 miles per hour. Twice as many injuries happen to snowboarders as skiers. The most common injuries are to the wrist, usually when snowboarders use their arms to break a fall. The American Academy of Pediatrics does not recommend this sport for children under age 7. For older children, make sure the snowboard fits the child. An easy way to determine this is to make sure the board stands no higher than the child's nose. Children should always wear helmets and gloves with built-in wrist guards, and they should resist trying advanced stunts or dangerous tricks until they've mastered all the basic snowboarding skills. And for more information on your child's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. 800-574-1319.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Torticure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Torticure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
And now back to Dr. Michael Roizen, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galewski on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
One of the infrequent times on the show where our guest scheduled is unavailable. And to be honest, that doesn't happen that often. What do you think, Mike? Maybe 0.1% of the time?
I think this is in, I've done this 11 years, and I think this is only the second or third guest.
Yeah, I know I've been on the show now for over four, and I think maybe there was one time, but it ended up that the guest eventually came in. So things happen, so there's got to be some explanation for that, so. We'll see if we can get our publicist on and find out what's going on. And in the meantime, we'll continue on with some of the top stories of the week and a Real Edge tip of the week for the first hour. We'll be up in about 20 minutes. And again, still hope for our guest, Dr. Neil Martin. He is the chairman of the Department of Neurosurgery at UCLA. And we'll talk about aneurysms, brain aneurysms, and what to do about that. Hope springs eternal, as they say. There's another counterfeit version of the drug Avastin making its way around the country. The FDA says the fake version doesn't include the same active ingredient as what's in the real version. The fake vials are packaged as a Turkish version of Avastin that's not approved for use in the United States. Avastin, what's it used for? Who uses Avastin, Dr. Mike?
Well, Avastin is the drug that was initially started as a antipsychotic, And as you remember, the FDA delayed, Francis, and I'm blanking on her last name, delayed in approving it. And thank God she did, because it caused, because it causes this blood vessel attenuation. It stops the blood from flowing in the blood vessels by making the blood vessels small or closing them off. And this led to, remember, the kids who had one arm or both arms were shortened, etc. So this was a complication, if you will, of the drug, and it was immediately pulled from the market when this was determined. It never made the market in the United States, and it then got repackaged and tested for macular degeneration, for what we call neovascularization, new blood vessel forming in the eye. Obviously, you don't want new blood vessels in the eye where the nerves are, because you want the nerves to function to see, and if blood vessels grow there, they cloud your vision because they grow on top of the nerves. So Avastin was tried for this and has been tried for this and for a number of, and for decreasing growth of blood vessels into cancerous tumors. So those are the two uses that it's had, and it all, obviously, a clever researcher who seized on why it was causing the problems.
I can understand why the public is so eager to take advantage of the cheaper versions sold online or in other places. I heard the drug sells for about $2,500 a vial. Is that right?
It may well be right.
I mean,
it had to go through a, as you can imagine, it went through a heck of a lot of testing since it did cause this blood vessel attenuation before it could be used for either cancer or for it's not common cancers. It's used in common cancers as an end result or for wet macular degeneration.
Wow, that is really expensive. But the rule of thumb the FDA says you should live by is if the drug prices seem too good to be true, they probably are. So, and usually those drugs are stolen, counterfeit, substandard, or unapproved. So that's the latest on Avastin.
You know, Joe, when we started talking, and we're not a weather show, but when we started talking, there was a few white things out here, and during the off minutes, Bridget said how beautiful it was. Well, it's now turned into, there's almost
a
whiteout
like
here.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It's no longer beautiful. It's now, how much shoveling am I going to do? And I know we don't like to say that this is a winter show this season, so we can only repeat this episode in winter. But all of a sudden, man.
Yeah,
and by the way,
down.
We did find out, Bridget did find out, what's the incidence of sudden seasonal affective disorder in Florida?
In Florida, it's 1%.
Oh, wow.
Washington, yep. D.C.?
It's 4%.
And in good old Alaska?
It climbs to 10% of the residents that suffer from.
So fully, one out of every 10 residents has seasonal affective disorder or seasonal affective depression in Alaska. So you are absolutely right, Joe. It is a problem. Maybe that's why they play golf round the clock in summer.
Can you look up Syracuse, Bridget, and see what, I guess it's, I bet you that's pretty high.
I can definitely look up Syracuse.
Well, not if you go to the Carrier Dome.
Because I think our available sunshine, especially in the months of November and December, is dismally low. But I'd like to know if we come anywhere near Alaska for seasonal affective disorder. While she's looking that up, you've heard that saying, before you die, your life flashes before your eyes.
I thought this was going to be a story about that. And so I was really surprised when I saw what the story talked about.
That's what I thought.
And?
I don't know. This is the headline. I mean, you're the purveyor of the details.
Well, this was such an interesting story because it was that people want to confess. And there was a website that is a little bit risque, but they decided
to... Oh, then let's talk about it then.
They decided to ask people who were caregivers such as emergency medical technicians or nurses or docs, had any patients confessed to you, and then they actually opened a corner for confessions. And there are a whole bunch, and people will confess their sins in their last minutes of life. I don't know whether they feel better about it. We can't ask them very well, or we need some help in asking them anyway. But we can't ask them very well whether why they did it or what they felt about it. But a lot of people apparently feel better confessing their sins in their last few minutes of life.
By the way, does your life pass before your eyes? Before you die, have you heard that? I'm sure.
There's a lot of debate about it. But what it's thought is that you lose blood flow to some areas of your brain preferentially. And so you think you're seeing a flashback or deeper memories, and you are. So it is a function of the memories of your brain coming forward due to where you're losing blood flow in your and where consciousness, where your conscious self is directed as you lose blood flow in your final moments.
All right. Here's a question for you. I found this. Is there any over-the-counter product that can shorten the duration or severity of the flu? Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, really? You think so?
Well, the data are pretty good for over-the-counter chicken soup and for zinc lozenges.
Well, I mean that's over-the-counter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are there, and there's some data and a whole bunch of others. When the Prescriptive Wellness Committee, which is a committee that reviews such stuff at the Cleveland Clinic, looked at it, the only things that had enough evidence to say this is possible were, in fact, the chicken soup and zinc lozenges.
Because U.S. health regulators have sent letters to some internet distributors of dietary supplements warning them against making false claims about their products and their ability to fight the flu. And the FDA's National Health Fraud Coordinator said that, and I quote him on this, there are no over-the-counter products that shorten the duration or severity of the flu. So the warning covers products including resveratrol, garlic, echinacea, elderberry, ashwagandha, astragalus immune system support. So.
Yeah, you're very good at pronouncing those. Those are the correct. You pronounce them beautifully.
Okay.
Those don't.
All right.
So those are the ones that we reviewed: elderberry, echinacea, etc.
Right.
There are some studies that show they do, and many that show they're no better than placebo.
We're back. Don't go away.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Insure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. While planning gifts for your children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews this holiday season, don't forget about toy safety. Toys need to match a child's abilities, so always check the manufacturer's age recommendations on the toy first. In general, toy parts should be much larger than the child's mouth to prevent injuries, including choking. To avoid serious eye or ear injuries, steer clear of toys that shoot small objects into the air or make loud noises. The eyes, nose, and other small parts on soft toys and stuffed animals should be securely fastened. If a toy comes with instructions, make sure you read and demonstrate them to the child and make sure she understands the proper way to use the toy. And note, never buy hobby kits such as chemistry sets for any child younger than 12. For more tips on keeping your holidays safe with your children and family, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Joe Galuski and Dr. Deb Lonser, and starring Dr. Michael Roizen, M.D.
Dr. Mike's Relationship of the Week, Hour 1 in about 6 minutes. Until then, we'll continue on with Medical Stories of the Week. Top Medical Stories of the Week. Just the other day, that cruise ship, Carnival Cruise Ship, ran into problems. Was towed back to harbor in Alabama, and these poor souls on that ship endured 5 days of, Dr. Mike, I would think, pretty unhealthy conditions.
Yeah, what is amazing, remember the Norwalk virus. That's the virus that causes the severe GI symptoms, diarrhea and other symptoms, vomiting, etc. Runs wild on cruise ships, and often, because they're in such close quarters, goes one person, one person, one person, that you would expect that to be a problem here, because they couldn't even wash their hands, etc. One day they got a gallon of water per person, another day they got a 12-ounce bottle of water per person. You imagine subsisting for a whole day on a 12-ounce bottle.
Right.
So, and obviously, they had little baggies to put their waste products in, so to speak.
One baggie for 5 days.
It's amazing, right?
Oh, one baggie, and then you know they had to be left out. Well, they had to be. They were put out in the corridors.
Boy,
outside the suite, so people would need to walk between those bags.
Boy, whoa. Anyway, it's amazing they didn't all come down with a major, if you will, flu-like illness, right, or something?
Yeah.
But they didn't. And so, by the way, that does tell you the best way to wash your hands is not with those little packs of alcohol wipes. It's actually with just those soap and water. But if you're on a cruise ship and all you got is an alcohol wipe or one of those, if you will, the alcohol cream or whatever you call it, use it.
Is a cruise ship probably the best place, and I don't mean that in a good way, best place to come up with some kind of creeping crud?
Well, it's obviously one of the best places to, in fact, how do I call it? It's one of the best places to get communicate infectious disease from one person to another.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's that's right. You don't see that very often, but that's correct.
When they talked to, and I saw a lot of the interviews that they did with these people when they got off the ship, and the interviewers, the reporters asked them, what's the first thing they want? First thing they want to eat or whatever, when they get to where they get to. I'm not sure you're going to like this, but most of them wanted McDonald's. Wanted to go to McDonald's and ice. They wanted some ice chips. So they wanted fast food and ice chips.
They were warm, eh?
Well, I guess so. There wasn't any, right? There wasn't any air circulation on those ships. I think they're going to give them all $500, which is awful.
They're giving them all back their cost of the cruise. Many of them are getting back also the transportation to and from the cruise. And then they're also getting returned to them the cost of anything they purchased on the cruise.
Yeah.
And they're getting some other things. It'll be an important story. I mean, how many people go through a major fire on a cruise ship and live to talk about 5 days of this? They will all be talking about this. And if Carnival manages it correctly, this will end up being a positive rather than a negative for them.
Yeah, and a couple of issues with this cruise. That ship may not have been seaworthy. There could have been some issues mechanically, technically, with that ship. And apparently there's no regulating agency, universal regulating agency that dictates policy when it comes to, the seafaringness or seaworthiness of these ships. But you think about that. You get 3,000 people in one place, and it's not like a concert where people move around and they come and they go. These are 3,000 people just captive in one place. There's got to be just an amazing breeding ground for germs and the ability to at least pick something up, I would think. So.
Yeah, I agree.
It is. It's got to be one of the craziest places around.
I tell you what. You know what it's time for? It's time for the first of two. It's Dr. Mike Roizen's Real Age Tip of the Week.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, M.D.
And this tip is an important one, especially in light of what we talked about last week. Remember, Alzheimer's disease is almost going to triple by the year 2050, and the number of caregivers involved in it, now thought of being over 5 million, will go up by threefold, too, so it will really impinge on caregivers as well as the patients. What if you control seven major factors for memory loss, Alzheimer's, and cognitive dysfunction, and that changing just a few daily habits cut your threat from these brain thieves by more than 50%? You'd pay attention, I hope. Well, that's what we're going to do. So listen up. Old age and dementia do not have to go hand in hand. Take as many of these seven as you need will help, and enjoy keeping all your marbles. The first one, quit smoking. That's right. One of the most important things to do is to quit smoking. Not today, in a month. Our realistic plan will help you quit for good 30 days from now. So you can log on to sharecare.com, excuse me, or realage.com to find that. Two, get active. Start small. You want to do 10,000 steps a day, and then you want to do, if your doctor will allow you, 1 minute of intense exercise at least three times a week. So when you go and do cardiovascular exercise, raising your heart rate, 1 minute of it, the last minute should be all as hard as you can do it if your doc says you can do it. But start small and work up. Three, get smarter. Going back to school, especially for new job training, is a twofer. Brain work makes you sharper forever and improves your job's odds in tough times. 4, brighten up. Fighting bouts of depression, see your doc about starting or changing medications or about getting other help, and get extra serious help about walking. That is, exercise is a powerful depressant reliever. So are meditation and yoga. 5, 6, and 7, stop 3 brain threats at once. We're talking about high blood pressure, obesity, and diabetes. What prevents or reverses them is identical. Eat more fruit and veggies, fish, and 100% whole grains only. Cut out saturated fat, trans fat, and simple sugars. So that's the key real age tip. Preserving your brain, priceless. Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. Hour number one is done. Hour number two coming up. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, Dr. Arthur Perry, and another real age tip. Don't go away. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Insure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.